Mic check, 1 2 1 2. Hey y'all, this is a different episode because today's episode is on a Tuesday evening instead of a Monday morning. So hey, happy August. We are in the 8th month of the year, which just so happens to be my birthday month, the best month of the year. If you don't know, the number 8 represents new beginnings and fresh starts. So make sure you go into the month of August with fresh energy, open and willing, just like you would in January or New Year's Eve or whatever. Come into August with the same energy, understanding that the energy is fresh, it's new. The possibilities are endless. You get a fresh slate. You get a fresh start. I hope that August has been meeting you with kindness and grace and peace and joy and all the good things. Last week's episode was one that got pretty interesting feedback from listeners that have been listening consistently. They talked about how much they appreciated the vulnerability shared in that episode. And yeah, so I appreciate the feedback. I genuinely really, 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 really do appreciate feedback because I don't know. It could be because of the fact that I'm a Virgo. I don't know, but I actually like to hear feedback, and I'm the type of person that welcomes critiques and stuff because it helps me to be able to navigate how to be able to create and do more in an excellent way, in an effective way. So yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. This week I wanted to talk about words and the power of words and the way that we use words and whatnot. I don't think it'll be a long episode, but if it is, count it to my head and not my heart. I grew up in the church, so sometimes in these episodes, you'll hear me talk about God or you'll hear me reference scripture a little bit, but it, you know, if it resonates, it resonates. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'll try to make it make sense regardless. But for me, since I was a little girl, I really found words to be so powerful. I don't know what it was. Like, it's random things that I've noticed in my life that stuck to me or stuck with me early on. Lessons and just conversations and whatnot that may have just been like passive conversations or something, but the people around me didn't realize how much of an impact it left. So my mom used to emphasize telling me to think before I speak when I was younger. Now, as I've gotten older, I still think before I speak, but I'm more willing to say things. You know, there was a time in my life where I would think before I would speak, but I would withhold my thoughts and I would internalize my thoughts and I would just keep them there and I wouldn't be vocal about it or transparent about my thoughts because I just didn't want to say certain things. And I felt like when you use certain words, you create reality. So sometimes I was like, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to give life to it. But there's a difference in acknowledging something and dwelling on something, right? There's a way to address something without looping it and having it be at the forefront of your reality, especially if it's something that's not positive. So anyway, John 1:1 was a scripture that always stuck with me. And it talks about how in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God. And also, Psalms 119, verse 9, if I'm not mistaken, It says, how can a young man or woman keep their way pure? It's by living according to God's word. So it was one of those things that I noticed was a reoccurring theme, like words, words, words. Words are powerful. Words create things. The power of life and death is in the tongue. These things were reiterated to me in my childhood. And so I never took words lightly because there was an understanding that from the beginning of time, if you believe in creation the way that scripture talks about it, and if you know how Genesis goes, creation came to be because of word, rhema word, words that were spoken. Life came to be because of words. And I think it ties into the reality of culture outside of church or religion. When we speak on manifesting and when we speak on making declarations and daily affirmation, and all of these things go hand in hand because life is in the tongue. And one of the things that I've been having to prioritize in my daily life as of late is being intentional about what I say. And not just being intentional about what I say, but being intentional about the thoughts that I give power and the thoughts that I entertain. I've noticed in the past few months that there will be things where I'm like, I don't want to go to work today. I don't feel like going to work today. I would think it and then I would say it. And then I would pull up to my job and they're like, oh, we don't need you to come in today. I'm like, what? And I still got paid. And it was something random like that that honestly brought me back to knowing how powerful my words are. And it made me think about how many moments and how many situations I've probably made statements that were not life-giving, and as a result, the effects weren't life-giving. And so I would say stuff like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know what this is going to be like. I don't know how I feel about this. So I would go into these situations with doubt. I would go into certain situations where I'm not speaking positively or highly of the situation, and then something went left, or things didn't work out the way I wanted them to. And I was looking like, dang, this is, I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen. But the thing was, the words that I spoke were an invitation for what I received. And a lot of times, the things that we say, we don't realize are invitations. Whether it be a declaration, whether it be a statement that you might make in passing, be mindful of the things that you declare in passing because energy responds to you and your word because you're powerful. A lot of times it's a cliche statement of like, oh, you get to create the reality that you want for yourself, or you have the power to create your reality, but it's true. When you speak things as though they are, when you speak things from a place of confidence, and when you speak things from a place of it is well, it is so, this is mine, I will step into it, I will walk into it, then a lot of the time, those things come into alignment unless it's just not meant for you. There were things that I spoke confidently on. And when they didn't work out, later on, I was able to look back at those situations and thank God that those things didn't happen for me. But for the things that were meant for me that I declared and they came to fruition, I know that it's because I said it and I saw it. And I believed it, so I received it and I achieved it. And not to sound like a motivational speaker, but sometimes it's just that simple when it comes to our life and when it comes to our dreams and when it comes to our goals. Sometimes you have to say it until you see it. Speak it up. Talk about it. Acknowledge it. Say it's yours. The opportunity, the goal, the dream, the desire. Speak about it in confidence, knowing this is what I want. And when you say that you want something, make sure that you're specific. Make sure that the details that you speak of are clear. Because sometimes we'll just say, I want a new job. Then you get the new job and you're looking at the job and the pay is less, or you're surrounded by people that you don't like. So you got the thing that you asked for, but you weren't detailed enough. So make sure that when you declare something, or make sure that when you speak something into the air, that you are clear about it. I am open to opportunity, divine opportunity that comes with positive energy and positive people that will have a positive impact on my future. I am a money magnet. Money is drawn to me no matter where I go, no matter what I do. Money is drawn to me. People see me as healthy and prosperous soil that is worthy of investing in. Those are two examples. Make sure that you're clear of what it is that you actually desire to see for yourself before you make those declarations, because sometimes we declare with incomplete thoughts. Sometimes we will sit back and be like, oh yeah, I want something different. And it's like, okay, what do you want that to look like? I just don't want it to be whatever I'm going through right now. Right. So in your ideal situation, what would you want your reality to look like? What would you want your bank account to look like? What would you want your relationships to look like? What would you want your love life to look like? Be specific. Write it out. Once you write it out, speak it and repeat it. Repetition is power. And just know that you're capable. You're capable. You're capable of obtaining the things that you see for yourself, the dreams and the goals. You're capable of sustaining the things that you desire for yourself. You're capable of making great decisions that will put you in the position and in the predicament to walk through the doors that you desire to walk into. But you have to believe that for yourself first and speak it over yourself. It's really that simple. And it's been something that I've been practicing for intentionally for the past few weeks. I had some issues that came up, like emotionally and mentally, that were tugging at my attention. And I see now that I had to experience those lows and the frustrations and the sadness. And I cried a lot and I was overcome by sadness, but it was making room for the joy that I've been saying that I desire for myself. And not just joy, but understanding, like, because for me, I know that joy is something that is internal that no one outside of me can take from me or contribute to. You can contribute to my happiness, but the joy that I have is mine. You know? And so when it came to things outside of myself that brought me joy, like what I want my living situation to be, or where I want to move, or the city that I want to be in, or the vehicle that I want to drive, or occupation, or the job description, or the salary, all of these things, those things contribute to my happiness. They contribute to my peace, because I'm the type of person that likes to have stability, and I have a vision. And a lot of times, because I have a vision and because I have things that I'm working towards, it's hard for me to see what's around me. But in my speaking things into existence, I'm also practicing gratitude for what is. I'm practicing gratitude for the sadness and for the pain that I've been through that was required for me to get on the other side of the lows that I experienced so that I could genuinely value and appreciate the highs that are coming my way. The blessings that were spoken over me years ago, the things that I spoke over myself, the things that my ancestors spoke over me, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my mother is one of my ancestors at this point, but the things and the dreams and the life that they spoke over me, I'm making room for it now. And in making room, you have to understand that you're not just going to feel great things all the time. Sometimes making room is uncomfortable. Sometimes making room is painful. Just like growth, when you have teeth that are coming in, it's uncomfortable. When you see babies' teeth and you see them crying and aching and in pain, the growth is coming. But in the process, you're going to go through these hard times. And I had to remind myself that this is serving a purpose for me. This is not in vain. This is for my benefit. And so remember that as you navigate through the feelings, through the emotions, through the hormones that may come with, you know, as a woman, I know I don't have just women that listen to me, but hormonally, sometimes we could have obsessive thoughts or be drained or get depressed or get anxious, but stay true to your word to yourself and stay true to the words that you've declared and decreed over your future and over your dreams. Have grace for yourself. Be patient for yourself. Because you're worthy and you're deserving of the things that you desire. So for this month, take the time to be impeccable with your word. Declare positive things over yourself and your future. Keep your word to yourself when it comes to your dreams and your goals. Create new habits. Speak life over yourself daily. Even if you have to put a reminder in your phone, that's what I had to do. I have a reminder on my phone every day. Affirm yourself. Make 3 declarations every day. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Remember that everything serves a purpose. And remember that you're powerful. You're powerful. You're capable. You got it. Do something new this month for yourself. Create healthier habits.